This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 6th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Yesterday was supposed to be the grand arrival of the Emirates Airlines Airbus A380 at Los Angeles International Airport, complete with a water cannon salute. But the big airliner was upstaged by the emergency landing of American Airlines Flight 31, which had just taken off from LAX to Honolulu about 8:48 a.m. The pilot thought he smelled smoke in the cabin and turned back. The Associated Press reports passengers were evacuated using inflatable chutes after an otherwise routine landing. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating. FAA spokesman Ian Greger said he could not recall the last time an aircraft deployed evacuation chutes at an airport. City Fire spokesman Brian Humphrey theorized that the pilot's decision was prompted by a full passenger load. The 757 was carrying 188 passengers and a crew of six. Humphrey said six passengers, including a child, were treated for bumps, bruises, and other minor injuries. No evidence of an actual fire was ever found. If there really had been a fire, though, circumstances couldn't have been much better. Fire trucks were already in position to spray a ceremonial water salute over the arriving A380. Instead, the arrival of the Emirates plane was delayed 45 minutes by the emergency, and the water salute was canceled. Following a highly visible incident on board a Qantas Airways Boeing 747 last month, and two less serious incidents over the past 10 days, Australia's Civil Aviation Safety Authority says it will investigate safety standards at the airline. As ANN reported, a blast thought to have come from the explosion of an onboard oxygen canister blew a hole in the fuselage of a 747 flying from Hong Kong to Melbourne on July 25th. Nobody was injured, but the plane made an emergency landing at Manila, and media attention was heightened as two other Qantas flights later suffered minor mechanical failures that forced diversions. A domestic flight from Melbourne to Adelaide was forced to turn back July 28th after a landing gear door would not retract. 5 days later, a hydraulic leak forced a flight to Manila to return to Sydney shortly after takeoff. CASA spokesman Peter Gibson told the Australian Associated Press, quote, "We have no evidence to suggest there are problems within Qantas, but we think it's prudent and wise to go in with a new special team and take an additional look at a range of operational issues," unquote. Qantas has never had a passenger fatality in 50 years of flying. Qantas engineering manager David Cox says the airline is fine with the review. President Bush's nominee for Chief of Staff of the U.S. Air Force surprised lawmakers last week with the announcement he had been given approval to plan for more purchases of the F-35 Lightning II fighter jet between 2010 and 2015. The Associated Press reports General Norton Schwartz's statements before the Senate Armed Services Committee also confounded some in the U.S. Air Force. Many don't expect the bold plan to really go anywhere, given that we're going to have a new administration coming in January. Current plans call for the Air Force to take delivery of 24 planes in 2011, with increases to 42 and 48 in 2012 and 13. But Schwartz said those numbers could surge to as many as 110 deliveries annually by the middle of the next decade. There's been no word yet on where the Pentagon expects to find the money for those extra planes. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. A pilots union uses a lawsuit to work around a gag rule. Obama does a 180 on NASA funding in front of a Space Coast crowd. And Delta will be the first to offer in-flight broadband. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, you'll hear EAA President Tom Poberesny's closing remarks to reporters Sunday afternoon at AirVenture, followed by my chat with EAA's Dick Napinski about the official attendance numbers released yesterday. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.